All the news from Microsoft Ignite 2020.
The Azure DevOps Podcast is a show for developers and DevOps professionals shipping software using Microsoft technologies. Each show brings you hard-hitting interviews with industry experts, innovating better methods, and sharing success stories. Listen on to learn how to increase quality, ship quickly, and operate well. And now your host, Jeffrey Palermo.
Welcome to the show. I'm Jeffrey Palermo, your host. Make sure to check out www.azuredevops.show for past episodes and show notes. And we're continuing to do virtual .NET user group presentations. I'm excited that lots of people are taking me up on that open offer. Any of the groups around the country, if you're part of one of those and would like a .NET or DevOps or Azure or Blazor talk on your schedule, just reach out and let me know. And I love talking to the groups and being engaged in the community, especially as more virtual meetings and virtual presentations are happening. So that's a blast. And if you're new to the podcast, the Azure DevOps podcast is for developers shipping software with Microsoft technologies. And the goal for all development teams is that you're able to move fast and deliver quality and run your systems with confidence. And if you have some specific issues you'd like help with, well, that's what we do as an architecture company at ClearMeasure, helping to empower .NET development teams. Now, this episode is all about Microsoft Ignite 2020. It's happened. Microsoft did it in a online video streaming virtual format. There was not the big conference center last year. If you've ever been to Ignite last year in Orlando, it was almost 30,000 people in that massive Orange County Convention Center. And the environment at one of those big conferences is like none other. And if you ever have an opportunity to go, you'll know what I mean. Last year, I was fortunate enough to be on the conference's community reporter team. And I'd never been a part of an actual professional production like that, but it was amazing. The entire conference, they hired essentially the entire control room of kind of like a news agency's production system. I mean, they set up the control room with all these screens and all the different video feeds from everywhere in the convention center, and I was one of the roving reporters and doing interviews out in the field, and had a producer team and a cameraman that followed me around. And we were interviewing people, and that was on the conference video feed, the kind of the inner video feed in between sessions. So that was a blast. This year, I was one of five table talk facilitators on why it's a great time to be in development. We had a great time in that session and made some new connections, and it was a blast. If you're interested in that, the link is going to be in the show notes, along with some of the things that I want to talk about and want to highlight from what was announced at Ignite this year. And I'm going to focus on things with development. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to share every bit of news, but I just kind of want to go through a few things to highlight. And if you just go to news.microsoft.com, you can find the entire Ignite 2020 book of news and read all the different announcements. And so let's go through that, and we'll focus on development topics and if you're shipping software with Microsoft technologies. Now, .NET 5 is one of the big things, and it's going to come out on November 10th. There is a release candidate that's out and available now. So if you're planning on doing some stuff with .NET 5, get the release candidate now, Visual Studio Preview Edition, and then install the .NET 5 SDK. But they're focusing on smaller, faster single file applications that use less memory for microservices and containerized applications. And, you know, if you did any development back in the 90s, you may miss the era where you compiled your program down to a single executable or a single DLL. And looks like that's coming back finally over 20 years later. That's exciting. And .NET 5 also gets rid of the word core in .NET Core. And so .NET Framework, we're used to saying now .NET Framework 4.8 and then .NET Core 3.1. Well, .NET 5 essentially picks up where .NET 4.8 kind of halted and said, okay, now we're going to 5 because all the stuff with .NET Core just kind of rolled in and now it's normal. And so just .NET is .NET. And there's no branch of .NET Core versus .NET Framework. They're kind of reuniting all of that and fixing that. Now, the insider story is that .NET Core essentially is becoming .NET 5. That's the internals. But you know, that's the future, and C# 9 you know, significant performance improvements that they're citing. So it's a pretty cool announcement, and you can download a release candidate that has the Go Live license and start using it now. Running the applications in Azure App Service, there's new instances that are coming out that are more powerful and cheaper. And so the Azure team talked about constantly pursuing faster machines that are available to us at lower and lower price points. And so there are new V3 App Service premium plans that are going to be coming out very soon. And those are essentially going to, if you're willing to commit for a year with reserve instances, it essentially cuts the price in half for the same horsepower. If you don't want to commit to a year and you want to, you know, do hour by hour, then it cuts the price by about 35%. And then the V3 also includes an instance type that is larger than has ever been offered before. And so definitely want to just look up and look at the V3 plans because it's pretty cool. Also, with this new round of App Service instances, Windows Container GA is happening. And so October 1st kind of is when both of these things are happening. That's App Service Premium V3 plan and Windows Container October 1st. It'll be generally available in a lot of regions, probably not all of them, I don't think, by the announcement. And you'll be able to use those. They also have some updates with the isolated plan. App Service is pulling in some GitHub Actions integration. So it'll be cool to see what that. And then for the Java folks, there's some Java Tomcat support.
Many thanks to our podcast sponsor, Clear Measure. Clear Measure is a software architecture company that empowers clients' development teams to be self-sufficient, moving fast, delivering quality, and running their systems with confidence. Whether starting a new project or developing new technologies or techniques, Clear Measure sets up your team to deliver world-class results. Learn more at www.clearmeasure.com. Clear Measure, empowering software delivery.
Now, moving on to Visual Studio 2019, there are several updates actually just in the past week or so. And if you are up on Visual Studio 2019, you probably want to make sure that you're up on the preview releases. And as of September 29th, Visual Studio 2019 version 16.8 preview 3.2 is out. Now, preview 3 for 16.8 came out on September 14th, and it was all about a better Git experience, and then they added code spaces. So if you are not using version 16.8, then you're missing out on a lot of really cool Git source control integration. For the longest time, I and a lot of other people have continued to use other Git version control tools like Tortoise Git or tools from Atlassian SourceTree or the GitHub tools. But with Visual Studio 2019 version 16.8, the Git support that they're baking right in, it's finally catching up where I look at it and I'm less tempted to use a standalone tool and just use it built in because it's pretty darn good. And if you're using Azure Boards, you can create a branch directly from your work item issue. You can then directly in the IDE commit and push. You can then easily create your pull request and then that can get accepted and that'll merge right back in. So they're building a pretty seamless workflow. And September 22nd, there was a 16.8 preview 3.1, and then on the 29th, preview 3.2. I think they're iterating a little bit with some code spaces support if you're participating in that preview. So there's new versions of Visual Studio 2019 out there. There's also another announcement around C# in .NET 5 and the ability to do some more things with native Windows. And so the CSWinRT tool is going to allow .NET 5 and C# developers to build Windows runtime components. So that's a new avenue that was previously kept to the C++ folks. Also, there is some announcements at Ignite around the MSIX new installer format and package format. That's being iterated on. That has really good promise of being the new package type for applications as you distribute those, replacing the old MSI, which hasn't been iterated on for a long time. Windows Subsystem for Linux has some new capabilities that they announced, and Windows 10 version 1903 has WSL2. It's supported for 64-bit systems, and so they've done some revs on that. So if you haven't looked at Windows Subsystem for Linux in a while, you might take a look again. There's also some enhancements to Windows Terminal Preview. At the Build conference, they were talking about Windows Terminal a lot, and some people downloaded a preview, which is pretty early. They've made some enhancements. So if you are keeping up with Windows Terminal, you probably want to have another look at the Windows command line blog and have a look there. Also, while not a formal announcement, it was kind of hinted at, but they're working on Microsoft Edge. They're working on Microsoft Edge on Linux, but also the developer tools in Microsoft Edge are getting some enhancements. And with Blazor, and specifically Blazor server side and its use of SignalR and WebSockets and any other application that's making use of a communication protocol that goes over WebSockets, there is some development tool work that is making the visualization of those binary messages that are going across WebSockets viewable so that you can actually see the data that's going across. Right now, if you look in the Chrome tools and in the Edge developer tools, you kind of see, you can look at them in hex, base64, and you can in some ways try to make out what it is, but you can't unbinary that data that's going across very well. So Edge is working on those developer tools. And if you get one of the latest preview of the Canary edition in Chrome, you can start to see some of the new things there. So that is a quick rundown of some of the developer-focused topics that came out at the Microsoft Ignite conference, some of the announcements, and you can go straight to the Microsoft Ignite website, and you can watch literally every session. It's all recorded, the keynotes, all of the sessions are recorded, and you can do that from anywhere. So that's one of the advantages too with the modern streaming of all these conferences is that all of the information and educational material is absolutely free and available to everybody. So hope that helps. And next week we'll get back with another exciting guest. And I'm really excited for the one coming up. I'm not going to spill the beans right now. It is one of the featured speakers at Ignite, someone who's deeply embedded in Azure. But I will leave you in suspense until then. I'm just personally really excited about it. And until next time, keep shipping.
You've been listening to the Azure DevOps Podcast, a show for developers and DevOps professionals shipping software using Microsoft technologies. Go to www.azuredevops.show for show notes and other episodes. On behalf of your host, Jeffrey Palermo, and our sponsors, thanks for listening, and may God bless you.